Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
On today's episode of The Therapy Crouch, love is definitely in the air.
Yeah, because it's a Valentine's Day special.
Yeah.
What we got in store for them?
Oh, you've got some cheesy chat-up lines.
Mm-hmm.
I've got a Valentine's special bonk beat playlist.
Yeah, and find out if you're going out with someone called Tarquin, what to do about it. It's like sitting on a sheep, isn't it? What would you say? You know, if you had a big, massive, fat sheep?
Yeah.
It's like...
You could just put like a little prawn there. And for the record, it'd be me leaving you, not the other way around.
Would it?
My arms.
Are you just thrusting?
I'm not thrusting, I'm like being thrusted.
She's riding the combine.
You're being thrusted. Hey.
Hey.
Why'd you have to do it?
Like, link, subscribe.
Subscribe to my channel. Hello, welcome to Therapy Crouch with me, Peter Crouch.
And me, Abby Clancy. Oh, that seems weird, doing it that way around.
Yeah, I don't usually do that, do I?
No.
I've gone rogue.
Gone rogue?
I like your fringe.
Do you?
Yeah.
To be honest, I can't do it myself. I need my sister to do it. I'm not good at doing my own hair.
So I like the fringe. I remember you had the fringe when I kind of first met you.
Mm.
So it's just something
like
special.
Like early noughties, back of a vengeance.
I'm trying to hide. Mm. Everyone keeps going, oh, you look so much younger. I'm like, because half my face is covered. That's why.
Just so, yeah. Like if it was COVID as well now, you'd look really young. Get a mask on.
You make me feel paranoid.
Well, you said I had thin lips before I started this. I can talk about paranoid.
Thinning lips.
I did not thinning lips. I've had an issue with my jaw, and Ab's just been Googling like what the problem was.
Mm.
And you said it causes thinning lips.
It said wrinkling around the mouth, which causes thinning lips, bad breath, tick, poor oral hygiene, tick.
And it also said lack of self-confidence. Tick. Because of you. It's because you are my wife saying things like that to me.
I'm only joking. There's nothing worse than a thin lip on a man.
Little paper cuts.
I ain't got thin lips, have I?
The thinner.
The thinner? Than what?
They used to be.
They've always been the same.
They
have always been there.
That was one of the things that first attracted to me to you.
What, my juicy lips?
Yeah.
Thick lips.
Oh, and they're now thinning.
Like
you can't
that, no.
Thin. Your lips can't thin over time.
You do?
Don't.
And there gets longer.
Does it?
Yeah, I know. I'm thinking about it. A lot of old women have quite long ones like that, don't they? And the lines on them.
Oh, yeah.
Cat's ass.
Cat's
ass. Oh.
It's got a mouth like a cat's ass.
Oh, yeah.
It's a thing.
Is it? Cat's ass mouth. Can't imagine having one of those.
What's that?
Yeah. What was it again?
Nailed it.
Well, I haven't got one of those, have I?
No.
God's sake.
You've got a lovely smiley mouth.
Oh, yes.
Not yet.
Not yet.
It's coming, though.
Give it a couple of years.
Just the signs we're on already.
You've got a big mouth.
Yeah, big mouth. Well, as obviously we did last week was talk about my birthday and all that. We did go out for my birthday and it was an aggressive day.
Aggressive.
Wasn't it?
It was a fun-filled day.
We went for lunch.
No, we did
my new favourite pub at 12:30. Which is epic in there, isn't it?
Well, we thought we'd do like 12:30, we'll be home at 6.
Oh, yeah.
We did 12:30 and got home at 12:30. Food was phenomenal.
So nice.
Champagne.
there was someone obviously got up to do the music as well. And
they had a band on. They have like an Irish band on, which
it's not karaoke.
We didn't know it was a band. We just thought it was like guys getting up. So our John was up on the guitar singing Coldplay in Oasis. I sang Shallow three times.
Three times.
It was a record.
Was you getting on chord?
Yeah. It's just embarrassing.
What's embarrassing about it? Because you weren't that embarrassed because you did it again and again.
Well, at the time, I'm not embarrassed.
But you're embarrassed.
I have to stop. It's like, it's so cringe and pathetic. No one wants to see like an old bag of a woman on the fucking mic.
With a mouth like a cat's ass.
Yeah.
That's not true. No, you look sensational and you also sang, I think it was your best performance. And I've seen a lot of them.
My friend Liv was singing Living on a Prayer and the owner of the pub actually took the mic away from her.
No, he did. He didn't even just give her the unplug. Yeah, he actually took it off.
He just took it off. I'd be Liberty. At one point I saw she just fell over a whole table, knocked everyone's drink over on the way to the mic. And then the owner just took the mic off her. She was just standing there like that. But we had to laugh. You know, I love them pub days. But, you know, combined with amazing drink and amazing food, good friends.
And did you pay the price the next day, though? Did you pay the piper?
Oh, do you know what? I just can't drink anymore or like have a long sesh. Just a killer. So we're gonna do dry Feb.
12 till 12 could go into it. Yeah, but dry Feb, short month as well. It's not like January, there's five fucking Mondays.
I get that. Dry Feb. Should we give it a go?
Mm.
All right.
Mm. Although we were filming with M&S today.
Yeah.
For the dine-in. For two, Valentine's edition, and they had us drinking rosé at 10 a.m.
So you lasted 5 days.
I only had one.
You had a couple more than once.
I didn't.
I watched you.
I didn't.
You did.
I was like that. It was a lovely wine, but not at 10 a.m.
Yeah.
So I finished the bottle.
Yeah. You know what else tickled me this week? When we're planning Sophia's birthday, she wants a little disco in the garden, whatever, and she's getting a few friends around. And I said to her, what about dad comes in, shows your mates the robot? She was like, shut up, dad, don't. I was like, no, because they all want to see it. They all love it. I said, I'll just burst in and do the robot. I said, your mum's really good at the worm. She was going,
I'll come in worming to shallow.
Yeah.
Worming to shallow. Like, obviously winding her up, but the way these kids take
it. No, she's
it
saying
now,
we're not, she said, can we go out?
You used to leave your own home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, she has so we're doing like a bit of like a teepee tenty thing in the garden with, you know, my go-to guy, Slow Dough Pizza, who I love. Disco, mocktails. And she's telling us to all go out. We're not allowed there.
How old are you going to be?
So when she
13.
Said, so when she said like, we got to go out, I was like, no, I was thinking about doing kind of like a performance. Sort of come in, just show him a quick robot.
This is my present to you this year, my baby girl.
We should like get a big screen in there and put like all embarrassing photographs of her.
She'll never forgive you.
She just wouldn't find it funny. That's really
she's
silly.
Quite serious, Sophia, isn't she?
Yeah, everything has to be perfect, spot on. You know, we can't embarrass her in any way.
No.
It's going to have to be, but I'm dying to be married.
I am.
I'm going to wind her up for ages and just say, I'm going to do this.
I think me and you should be the DJs.
Yeah.
In the party.
Kevin and Penny go large.
Come on, kids.
Hold them back the year. Something got me started.
She would die. Ah, God. Do.
Come on, Ali. Oh, that's it. You imagine?
Floor villas.
Put all the old school classics on.
And then the slowy. Slowy at the end.
Slowy at the end.
Do you remember going to school discos when you were young? And like the slow dance. Did you ever dance with like a girl?
Yeah.
Did you?
Sometimes.
My mum used to bring me to every disco.
Little slowy at the end. What a problem, babe.
Year 6 days disco,
they used
no danger.
Call me Slowy Pete.
I don't think that's the reason they're calling you Slow Pete.
I know, yeah.
Throughout my entire football career, they called me Slow Pete.
How was the rest of your birthday? Obviously, last time we spoke, it was your birthday. Mm. How was the rest of your week? You were lined up at a lot of work.
Yeah, it was good. Yeah, I was quite busy. You know, we had loads of football. It was brilliant, though. The football, so many good games on. Are you going to do a look like that? The football was good, though. Yeah, you know, I know that's for a different podcast, but I enjoyed it. A lot of good goals. And then I did some other filming as well. So I've been busy.
No golf?
Golf this week. Golf tomorrow.
I don't actually complain about him going to golf. Like, I genuinely don't, do I really? I know we joke. But I do feel bad if you don't get a game in.
Yeah, you do. And I appreciate that. Because you, obviously, I didn't play. Once a week's...
Are you down to one a week now, yeah?
Yeah, it should be one a week. I mean, but like, I missed one last week and I was a bit
gutted. You need to get your bloody money's worth.
Yeah, exactly.
Do you have to pay every time you play golf?
No. No, I'm a member.
So what have you been up to this week, Ab?
So apart from nursing my hangover. No, I've just been doing housey stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I'm planning. I had Martin from Andrew Martin round and I got some incredible chairs.
Incredible.
How good are the chairs?
No, I actually, this is the first item that we've purchased for this house that I actually went, like,
belted.
I'm into these.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're amazing. They're like, it's like sitting on a sheep, isn't it? What would you say? You know, if you had a big, massive, fat sheep.
Yeah.
It's like that.
It's a huge, big armchair. Big, wiry, long sheepskin.
It's like a doctor's chair, but like sheepskin, isn't
it?
It's, and the comfy. The comfy.
But they're like the most expensive dog bed on earth. It's like the two dogs just sit on one each and it obviously gives me anxiety. I'm like, they get off the chairs. But yeah, just doing house stuff. You know, I'm obsessed with my new floor. I had so many messages. And guys, I am going to do a detailed video with the colours, etc., because I know everyone's been asking me, but I haven't been around to doing it. So,
loads of boring bastards out there.
So, yeah, just a lot of measuring for chairs, fabrics. I had Martin round and, you know, doing Liberty's room, her curtains, and, you know, yeah, dull stuff that I enjoy.
It's not dull, you know what I mean? I'll be honest with you, I think you've, as much as I was against the floor being done because of the disruption, it was actually not as much disruption as I thought it was going to be. And also, the floor looks incredible. So, well done.
I just don't want to get my furniture back. I'm just delaying it.
It's all in storage,
I want it back. I've only got one sheep to sit on. Do you know what I mean? It's so, like the office and all that. Like, I want stuff. I want it back, if I'm honest.
Yeah, it's
what do you like about it? Just the freedom.
I feel like I'm in, like, the John Lennon video, you know, when they're just walking through, like, the White House and it's just empty. It's calming. And it's also, I want new stuff.
Do you remember what you said? I actually wrote this down.
Go on.
About the blue pots. Remember? She called me, right? This is a call. And said, Pete, I've got these new blue pots. I said, oh, yeah, she had. They're going to blow your mind. I went, are they? Really? You reckon? I wrote it down here. You keep walking in to see them for no reason. So you don't need to go in that room. You just keep walking in looking at your pots.
Are these the Le Creuset stuff you were after?
No. It's like a Chinese painted pot. The blue ones that I have.
Oh, yeah, in the kitchen at the moment.
But they're super sad. Yeah, they're like literally that big, the antique.
They didn't blow your mind by the
They did want to try to frigging pick them up to move them.
Oh, really?
I walked into Andrew Martin and he just has the best stuff. And I was like, oh my God. And because he groups things, like a top, anything grouped looks fantastic.
Yeah, it's so important to group.
It is.
I agree.
Great grouping.
Because I've struggled for a long time to get something for my dining table because it's so big. Mm. Everything looks tiny. So these pots are just perfect, but I've got no table. It's still in storage. So when it comes back, but I they did blow your mind. Or do you just humour me and just make it up?
Well, I said they were nice pots, yeah.
You were like, oh my God, my mum couldn't believe them.
Oh,
or
really?
Heidi. She's like, I can't believe them pots. They're one off. So we're not going to do any weekly wines.
Well, no, because it's a day for love.
Yeah.
Well, it's the day before love. You know what I mean? We're not doing any wines, all right? I love you this week anyway because it's in between my birthday and Valentine's. And you've been lovely. That's my shine for you.
Thanks.
Oh. Coming back now? I'll get in the audience ones then. Hey, Abby and Pete, loving the podcast. I was listening to last week's episode and the listener's message about their wedding clashing with the football reminded me of something I had to write in and tell you. My family are massive Bristol City fans, including my uncle, who booked his wedding on the same day as the last game of the 06-07 season when we could get promoted with a win. His wife amazingly allowed all of us football fans to leave the wedding after the ceremony and get a minibus to the game. Can you imagine everyone's faces when we turn up all dressed in suits and dresses, etc.? Bristol City won 3-1, got promoted to the Championship for the first time in 8 years. We celebrated on the pitch, then returned to the wedding venue just in time for dinner and to celebrate some more. My uncle still says it's the best day of his life.
Oh.
Isn't that amazing, though?
It is amazing, but I've got mixed feelings on it.
I'm just trying to picture you allowing that minibus to turn up for your wedding.
Because it's nice that it's genuinely the best day of his life. You know, great memory. I got married and my team got promoted. But the frigging reality and the logistics of that, like, what she'd... Like, because it's a long... How long's a football match? What, 90 minutes?
Yeah.
Plus half an hour, half-time.
Half an hour, half-time. Yeah. They had a long half-time in those days.
Yeah.
And then the talking for another fucking hour about it once it's finished. You know, so it's like 6 hours.
No, yeah, it takes a long time.
So how realistically, how long would they be gone for? Like 4 hours, say?
I'd say at least 3 to 4, yeah.
And that's during the day.
God, the bride would be bladdered by the time.
There'll be moments where it'd be quite sad.
Well, that's a good way.
What would you do for like 4 hours in the middle of the day? There. What would you do, genuinely?
Well, you'd have to just get, you'd have to get on the beers, wouldn't you?
Yeah.
Because I always think that bit in a wedding where after the ceremony, you've got to do your photographs. I hated doing that, did you?
Mm-hmm.
On our wedding, because you would have it with the photographer doing all photos, which I've never seen my wedding photos, which is mad.
Mm.
Yeah, what is the problem with our wedding photos?
I don't know where they are, and I've got no idea who took them.
Because we just haven't seen them ever.
No.
They should be like up.
We haven't got them. Even that, like half an hour of doing your photos seems like a long time.
Especially when you're looking at all your mates at the bar having a laugh and you're like
so
that.
So 4 hours.
But the thing is like it could have gone the other way. They could have lost and then they come back and gutted.
And that would have ruined the wedding?
Would have ruined it. But like the fact that they got promoted has made it like the party of a lifetime. Well, great wife.
She's a keeper.
All right, let's move on. Hey guys, I'm a new listener and I've started right from the first episode, so this might seem...
Do you know what? I've got so many people messaging me going, I've just discovered the therapy crouch.
Mm-hmm.
Really?
So many.
Where have they been? Under a rock?
I don't know, but loads of new listeners, so hey.
Wow.
What?
Was that a private hello to all new listeners?
Yeah.
Hey.
Hey.
Why do you have to do it in
like, room? Link, subscribe.
Subscribe to my channel.
Hey, and welcome back to my channel.
Yeah, well, if you haven't got kids, then you might even know what that is. But with our kids, it's just all they say. They're also watching YouTube and it's like, hey, subscribe to my channel. It's like, shut up.
In the American accent as well. It goes through, you
know. All I hear, subscribe to my channel. It's off.
I bet you still haven't subscribed them yet.
No, but you should subscribe to this. Hey.
Hey.
It's amazing. Just listen to the episode where the lady compared her shagging technique with her perfect man using Susan Boyle and Swedish House Mafia as a reference. Obviously, one of our favourite bits in this. I especially cracked up when you called them bonk beats. Now, I used to host a quiz night each week in a pub I used to run. Every week I had a music round, guessing the title and song artist shit. I always went with the same each week, and one week my theme was songs you wouldn't want on your sex playlist.
Do people have a sex playlist? God, funny enough, we were...
No.
We were talking about this the other... Oh my God, I've just had a flashback. Mm. We were talking about this at the meal on Sunday. And I was telling Lib that yours is Marvin Gaye. Let's get it on. Yes. That is just the
I know,
word.
There's other Marvin Gaye songs are available as well. It's not just Let's Get It On. But
are you a Marvin Gaye
fan? Yeah,
bonker?
Big time. Yeah.
Do you put music on? Like, have you done?
But sometimes I've put music on sometimes before to create a little bit of ambiance. Do you know what I mean?
Ambiance.
A couple of candles, bit of ambiance, a little love of music.
Just a couple of cans.
Yeah.
A couple of cans, bit of ambiance.
Bit of Foster's there for you, girl.
Do you put candles on?
Yeah, to your right.
Do you?
Yeah. In the record player. Boom, boom,
boom, boom. Oh, my God.
In a Barry White.
Do you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
I like to create an experience.
If you came up the stairs and I had music on, right, with some candles, would you do that, wouldn't you? Would you laugh?
I'd laugh. there's nothing worse than a premeditated session.
Nothing worse, is there?
There's nothing worse.
Is there a happy medium? Like, is there like, oh, I love this tune. Like, a bit of like,
I love this tune. It makes you want to take my clothes off and have sex. What about you?
No.
Imagine.
There's nothing more off-putting than like a planned bonk.
Okay. All right. Well, listen, these are the ones you don't want on your playlist, okay. Right? These are the ones you said. Black Lace, Agadoo.
You just singing that?
I was just singing that.
Yeah. The Firm, Star Trekking.
What's that?
Star Trekking across the universe. That one.
Yeah, it's that one.
Fast Food Rockers, Fast Food Song, and the Wurzels, Combine Harvester. They're just stupid songs, aren't they, to be honest? Apologies to the people that made them.
They're not very sexy and they're not very good.
Combine Harvester's a tune. I reckon you could get a good rhythm going to that.
Combine Harvester.
I've got a brand new Combine Harvester.
Are you just thrusting?
I'm not thrusting. I'm like being thrusted.
She's riding the combine.
You're being thrusted.
I'm riding the combine harvester. I'm riding.
Might put that one on later. It's all right.
For all our lovers out there, what would be on your bunk beat Valentine's playlist?
I feel like Swedish House Mafia's been added.
No,
so
you can't even use that again.
You can have that. You could have Susan Boyle because that's there. Are two staples, right?
No, this is a Valentine's edition. You can't be regurgitating normal bunk beats.
Yeah, but like they're good ones, aren't they?
No, it's got to be brand spankers.
Like love ones.
Yeah.
Love's in the air. Every time I look around.
That's a good one.
Is that sexual though?
It's just love, isn't it?
Okay.
What do you want it like? Don't wanna back that bitch up. That one.
I think Fifty Cent Candy Shop.
Candy Shop.
Yeah, that's gotta be on there.
We were hearing that today, weren't
dun,
we?
Dun, dun, dun.
I let
dun,
you lick the lollipop.
It's gotta be on, isn't it? Pony, Genuine. Yeah.
No.
Why not?
Why you look so shocked?
Why not?
I am not a bunk beater.
No, no, but you just asked.
It's got to be like a love song.
Barry White's got to make a feature, surely.
I think like something off, you know, the Top Gun song or something like that. Something where you can visualize.
Highway to the Danger Zone. Highway to that one.
The Danger Zone.
Come on. No, no, it's Take My Breath Away.
Dun, dun. That's dun, a nice, slowy one.
That's good, surely.
Somewhere where you can visualise Tom Cruise when he was young.
My back and think of Tom Cruise on a motorbike.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Give me some inspo for this evening.
What's the one off Officer and Gentleman? Is there a song off that? I feel like there is.
Anything off Dirty Dancing.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's got a good beat as well. Be my little baby.
You need a few mixed tempos in there, I think, as well, don't you?
Be My Little Baby is great. And what's the main bloody Dirty Dancing song?
I've had the time of my life. That one.
Yeah. In no. Hungry Eyes.
Sexy.
Hungry Eyes. That one.
That's not the main song of Dirty Dancing.
It is.
It's the, when he lifts it up at the end. Because.
It's
that one.
That's a bit happy.
Yeah.
That's a bit celebratory.
Bit fast for me,
that
one.
At the end. Yeah. No, it's like dun, dun,
dun, dun, dun. A Doja Cat's got a few, hasn't she?
Giant tonight. Now I've got you in my mind. You know that's like the biggest selling album of all like all time.
What is Dirty Dancing?
Movie soundtrack.
Is it?
Dirty Dancing soundtrack.
That's just nothing better though. My God. Every song.
What about Whitney Houston? She's got a couple of ones, hasn't she?
I have nothing, nothing, nothing.
Enough!
Now for the big finish, love.
Yeah, that'd
be
coming
like, in what about Mariah Carey, Honey? And it's just like honey.
Not really bunk beats, I don't think. These are more like...
Getting ready grooves.
Yeah, like you need...
I love a getting ready groove.
I think you need to be grooving.
I always put Kyla Water on now on repeat, full blast. Dance in the mirror
tune,
to myself.
That's a good song, isn't it? Mm-hmm. What about Luther Vandross, Never Too Much? That could be a good one. Never Too Much.
So very sexual, was it?
Tell you what's something like. Dun, dun, dun,
oh. dun, dun, what about Meatloaf?
What, Battles of Hell?
No, what about I Can't Live?
Live, it's a bit sad though, isn't it?
Are you saying these are Valentine's songs? They're not bonk beats, are they?
Valentine's edition bonk beat playlist.
What about Reverend Al Green? You know, what's that song? Let's Stay Together, Loving You, Where the Times Are Good. That's a good one.
Yeah, but it's celebratory. It's like there's a lot of camaraderie in those songs. It's not like get your kit off now.
What about
get your kit off now?
Do you know what I mean?
I know exactly what you mean.
What about Sinead O'Connor? Nothing compares to you.
That could be sensual and deep.
Or you could have a bit of Prince. He's good. Kiss. 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 Yeah.
Let's move on. Weekly Shine aims squarely at my gorgeous hubby, Chris. After a month of us both listening to you guys read out and give advice on people's problems, I think something has finally sunk in. He's playing less video games, thank God.
Whoop, whoop, whoop.
He's become a bit of a domestic goddess around the house and he's genuinely just a lot more present in our relationship. I don't know how much of this is down to you guys or he's just taking his New Year, New Me project seriously this time.
Oh, I think it's all down to us.
But it's safe to say you pair have definitely helped. She says, Chris, I love you and thanks for making an effort. Keep this up and I'll be wearing that fleece dressing gown a lot less. Hashtag the boy did good. Jane from Plymouth.
That's nice.
Is that Jane who wrote in last time about her fella?
No, this is a different one.
That's so obviously we were helping that girl with her husband who was playing too many video games.
I think if men want to play video games, you should treat them like a child and just take it off them. If they want to act like a child, take it off them. Mm. Punish them.
Okay. But what if they turn around and say, you're not my mum, you can't punish me?
Well, we'll just say, well, if you're going to act like a child, I will treat you like one.
Mm.
And if you're not my son, but stop behaving like one.
Yeah.
That's what I'd say.
Tell him straight.
Yeah.
Well, clearly he's listened to that advice. Well,
what I'm saying
he's turned his life around.
The advice we've gave them seems to have really, really helped.
Effort is a good thing in a relationship.
It's important. Because
that's one of the first things to go. Effort. What?
None.
It is.
Exhibit A.
Exhibit A, yeah. That's true. But, you know, it is one of the first, you know, when you first meet, you're always like making effort with how you look. You're making an effort with how you speak
you're
to each
about,
other.
You give up your appearance. You give up, you know, trying to care.
You're less effort with meal times, less effort in all areas, I say.
Yeah. Well, thank God that hasn't happened to us.
Pete's been wearing the fleece dressing gown so much more.
But the Rosie Huntington Wiley one.
But when he walks past me, I'm like, oh, he looks so cosy.
You kind of like me in it, don't you?
I do.
Like, I feel like I'm like, she's quite
it's like a baby in a baby grow. I love it.
Yeah.
Because there's nothing better than comfort.
It's not, you know, and it's a lovely dressing gown.
I would love to see you in that movie.
Did you? I might wear it for one of the records. Yeah.
Pete, don't crush your legs.
Yeah.
Oh, excuse me.
Sharon Stone over there.
Sharon Stone. Oh, more like God, Steve baby. Stone.
Have they inspired you for your own weekly shines after listening to them?
Yeah. I mean, I gave you a tiny little shine. Is there anything that I've done that you've absolutely loved?
A tiny little shine.
I did, yeah. Little shiner.
Well, I'm always grateful. I'm praising you.
Mm-hmm.
Aren't I?
Yep. So is that a no? Then you haven't got one. Is that a no? You haven't got one.
Take it from one of them. Next time, I'm pretty
sure. I put maximum effort into making you feel loved. I think
I do feel loved. So
you said that to me this morning, actually.
We said it to you yesterday, didn't
I? Yeah.
You came with me to something, and you didn't have to. That was making an effort, wasn't it? You came all the way into London to make sure I was all right.
For absolutely fuck all.
But you know what? It was fuck all in the end, but you were there for me. And that's what you're good at.
Good.
So well done.
That is love.
And that's why Valentine's, I'm going to spoil you this year.
Let's get into Valentine's Day then.
Yeah.
What are your thoughts on Valentine's?
I do think it's another day that is a lot of pressure for the men. Is that okay to say?
I think that's fair enough to say.
I think it's, again, it's like bang on us again, isn't it? It's like, you've got to make the lady happy again. It's obviously, it's a nice thing, and I think we should all make an effort, definitely, but it's just always like, it's always kind of on the man, isn't it? To provide like a really amazing romantic gesture. And like you lot can just kind of sit back and go, spoil me.
Yeah. And?
Okay.
But you should want to spoil us if you love
it. I do. Yeah, I do. Listen, we do.
It's not about an expensive gift or anything materialistic. It's just nice to, you know, say, I actually do love you and want to make you feel special for the day.
The other 364...
4 weeks after Christmas.
Yeah, literally. And a month before Mother's Day.
Oh, God, when's Mother's Day?
You had Christmas, birthday recently. You know, like you say, Father's Day gets... It kind of gets brushed under the carpet. You know
he wants to play golf on Father's Day.
Well, I'm like, it's no, my
you've
day.
You've got to be a dad. You're only a dad because of me.
So surely I should be getting the presents.
Is that another you want Father's Day as well?
No, but I mean, you can't not spend Father's Day without your children because that's what it's about.
Oh, I think what you should do is wake up, you know, the kids can spoil me and I go, oh, I love you so much. Now I'm fucking off to golf.
Yeah, I actually don't mind that, but I don't think there'll be any other men in the golf course on Father's Day.
Of course there will.
Any decent men.
Oh, no, there'll be loads of them there. But what I'm saying is, listen, you know, Valentine's Day, I think, you know, you should show affection every day of the year, if you can. And you should make effort on a whim.
Yeah.
You know, without...
Spontaneity is great, isn't it?
Yeah, I think so. On just, you know, it's Friday, let's go out. Let's do something nice and we'll spoil each other.
It's a Tuesday, it's a 10-carat diamond.
Yeah.
Yeah, Valentine's is just a bit of another excuse to sell cards and meals
yeah,
and stuff
so,
like that.
Yeah, I think so. But you know what? It's a nice day. It's still a nice day. It was still an excuse for us to go, we're a couple, we love each other.
But I do like the old-fashioned romantic stuff. I do like that.
To be wooed on Valentine's Day.
I'd like to be wooed every day, to be honest.
I'm not high maintenance, however.
I want to be wooed every day. Can we do... we're quite busy on Valentine's Day this year.
Mm.
Can we do like the day before, or does that not resonate at all?
Yeah. At least we'll have the restaurant to ourselves.
Why don't you do it the day after and then get the roses half price?
That's a good
show. That's Black Box thinking, that mean.
Wow.
Mm.
Roses half price.
That's what I'll be suggesting.
Well, I think a night in, we've done it over the years.
I love going out on Valentine's Day though and watching other people on their dates.
Yeah, first dates on Valentine's as well as even better.
My brother had a first date on Valentine's Day.
Mm. I know.
Harry said she was turning up with all her friends and didn't. Turned up on her own. And 4 years later.
Still going strong.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think that's a bit of a cop-out for them to have their anniversary on Valentine's Day though? Do you know what I mean? You kind of get a two for one there, a bog off.
It's like, it's a bog off. Bog off. It's like,
bog off.
It's like having your birthday on Christmas Day, isn't it?
It is. I would be impressed.
I mean, that's a dream scenario, I think, for a man.
I think it's nice to have an anniversary on Valentine's.
You're never
going to
forget your anniversary.
Yeah.
You know, you're killing two birds with one stone.
Yeah.
And don't say it's hard to book a restaurant because you know, you've had a year to... You could book it for the next 10 years because you know the date.
Mm.
So could you, actually.
To be fair.
Even right. For our anime.
Felt that one coming, Jason.
Okay, no, well, do you want to book in Christmas dinner as well while we're there?
I've already booked our Christmas dinner for next year.
All right, what have you done for my birthday in 2032? Exactly.
You'll be 50 then?
We might not even be together.
Is that
then.
Your 50th? What?
We could potentially not even be together then.
You could have cocked it.
That's not the first thing that would spring to my mind. It's more like you might be working that day.
Okay. I could be working that day then. Sorry.
He's thinking about leaving, yes.
Yeah.
Actually, sorry, man. I might be working.
And for the record, it'd be me leaving you, not the other way around.
Would it? Why?
She's thought about that.
What have I done? Thin lips.
In your historical Valentine's days, maybe before you had the kids, can you think of any big things, gestures that Pete might have done for you in the past?
I think one of the nicest Valentine's was when we went out and, you know, I put like an outfit in the cupboard for you and stuff like that. And in the cupboard. And we went to a hotel.
Yeah.
And then I picked an outfit out for you, which wasn't shit. I thought.
It was an Alaya dress.
Yeah, like nice, right?
Yeah.
And some shoes, some socks.
Socks? Brushless knicker.
Tuesday.
No knickers at all. Yeah, it was a I thought that was a nice one. Then you had no idea. Then we went to for a lovely meal, booked the hotel room. I think that was one of the nicest ones. No,
I was pregnant, wasn't I?
Mm-hmm.
Do you remember that? You missed that bit out. You can't remember me being pregnant.
Yeah, I do.
I remember me moaning all night about something. He's banging on about something.
I love a surprise, and that it's nice.
We've had some. To be honest, as much as we say, oh, you know, we don't. Maybe, you know, Valentine's, whatever.
Mm.
We've always had nice ones. We've done some great things, haven't we? I think the chef was nice, apart from the fact he sat with us for the meal.
What was this?
Pete got a chef round to the house to cook us a romantic.
It would be lovely because it's in our house, you know.
Yeah.
And then he was just like, so how was that? And then just sat down. Was having
sat down. And discussing, like, where he got the food from. And that.
Guys, like, never in a million years would I imagine I'd be sat down with a supermodel on Valentine's Day.
Unreal, isn't it? It was bad, that. Do you remember this one when we went to the Corinthian and I booked a really lovely room? We got a roof terrace. I think it was anniversary, though, not Valentine's. But we'll tell the story anyway.
We had a chef coming to cook us our dinner.
Yeah.
And we'd been out kind of like sightseeing around London all day. And then we were just knackered. Got a lovely bath, just had the big fluffy robes on, got in bed and the tennis is on. So we just stayed in bed and got KFC. Pete forgot the beans, ruined the whole trip.
Who gets beans from KFC, by the way?
Me?
Nah, it's gravy.
Beans and gravy? Oh, no, it was the chips you forgot, actually.
That's unforgivable.
I booked this chef and obviously it had a little roof terrace.
Yeah.
And it had an amazing view of London. And I thought, this would be so romantic. And then we just didn't fancy it. I was like, oh, let's just get a KFC. And we did. We ate it in bed.
In bed.
Oh.
Watching the tennis.
We actually didn't eat it in the actual bed.
Not in the actual bed, but in your bedroom.
Mm-hmm. The boudoir.
Boudoir.
That's terrible, that, isn't it? Really. Mm,
terrible.
That sounds amazing.
Felt so right, though. That's
yeah.
Right. And it was, do you know what? It was what it just does.
Was I pregnant
apart
then as well?
Telling everyone now. I don't know. You were pregnant. You've been pregnant a lot.
I know. I like doing Valentine's for the kids.
Yeah.
I write them all cards.
Do you? Yeah.
Change my handwriting.
They still don't really know, you know.
No, I know.
Sophia pulled on the way to school the other day, said to me, I know Mum writes my cards. And I said, I don't think she does. And like, you know, she was like, and I said, I don't think so. She said, she just uses her left hand. And I said, no, honestly, she's still... She knows.
She's up for, yeah. She has got the hard confirmation.
Quite, no, yeah.
Mm. So
we just keep it going.
Yeah.
Mm. It's all these kind of things like Easter. Like I went to the shop the other day and it brought like so much Easter memorabilia.
Yeah, I saw that in your kitchen, like, to be fair.
Grass bunnies and these beautiful painted plates with all little bunny rabbits on and leaves and eggs. I do like a theme and a look.
You are good at creating a...
Doing a part. Well, I thought I was good until I saw my friend Elle's bloody Halloween table. She had like a dead body on the frigging dining table with like the jeans ripped and like an edible bone with like worms coming out.
Oh my God.
And, you know, it was like spaghetti bolognese and like the meat was blood and the spaghetti was like veins.
You turned up with a pumpkin.
Yeah, I was like, yeah, Elle's unreal.
I was just thinking then, do you remember in Sex and the City when Samantha's got,
the sushi
all over her? Then you could do that for me one day.
Yeah, I'd have Jeffrey and Ralph literally on top of me. I don't fancy that at all.
Just like to bear in mind, if you're looking for inspiration.
We can't do anything like that in our house because we've got four kids.
Can you imagine? One of the builders would walk in.
Imagine how much sushi you'd need for him as well.
covered
in sushi.
I wouldn't be covered in it. I was thinking of Ab, not me.
You could just put like a little prawn there.
Just one prawn. It's a piece of lettuce.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried to woo Pete on Valentine's Day? Obviously, you're saying there's a lot more of them on a man to do for a woman.
Yeah, I've booked a hotel and stuff before.
Yeah, you've done. She's done the odd surprise.
Yeah. We do like a celebration and we like celebrating our love. I'd say.
But it shouldn't be safe for one day, yeah.
No. I think, you know, it's easy to give advice to people who are in couple what, like, the ideal, you know, Valentine's Day date is. But what about for all the singletons out there who need our help?
Yeah, well, they go out, don't they? And I think the thing is a lot of people... No, a lot of, you know, girls go out and they want to meet someone on Valentine's Day. So
girls and boys, you mean?
Yeah, so as a man, you know, there will be lots of girls maybe. And if they're out and about, it's probably a good time to meet one. Yeah. You know, and if they are... I've actually researched quite a few chat up lines that they could use.
Have you now?
they might work, they might not, but give them a try. You're like a Cadbury's bar for Valentine's, half sweet, half nuts. Your hand looks heavy. Can I hold it for you?
Oh.
I'm sorry I didn't get you a box of chocolates for Valentine's, but if you want something sweet and smooth, I'm right here. Do you know what's on the Valentine's Day menu? Me. You.
That's a good one.
Is your name Wi-Fi? Because I'm feeling a connection. These just aren't going to work. If you were a fruit, you'd be a fine apple.
Fine apple?
Like a pineapple.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a bird watcher and I'm looking for a big-breasted bed thrasher. Have you seen one?
Awful.
Wow.
Is that an actual bird?
Yeah.
I was expecting it to be like a
bed thrasher.
Couple of tits. Yeah.
Is it really?
That's what I was expecting.
Put a bluey on and a couple of tits. Well, if you were planning your perfect Valentine's Day, what would you plan?
Well, I'd need a nice fit boyfriend. No, I'm joking. I just
got a problem. If you've got a problem with me,
we can
end things, you know what I mean?
Oh. He's getting jealous in his old age. Quite like it.
If you've got a problem, you know what I mean?
I think just quality time and doing something nice, something that you both enjoy, something that you've got in common.
But for you, pair specifically, what would your nice thing be?
What would you like to do?
Well, get a babysitter. Me and you go for some amazing food, maybe a movie, a couple of drinks, night on our own.
See, that would be my perfect Valentine's Day. Like, I'd like to go to the cinema and just go for a nice, even a lunch.
Yeah, love a lunch.
It is nice staying over.
I love a lunch.
Else.
I prefer lunch to dinner. Well, I like being in bed.
If we went for a nice lunch and then we could even get a couple of massages in the evening, like I did recently for you.
Yeah.
It wasn't Valentine's, that was just... Thursday.
That was just Thursday.
What I do.
That was my birthday.
Oh, sorry, your birthday, yeah. I thought that was a lovely day, did you?
Yeah.
Something along those lines and just a, you know, just a night away from the children and the...
People.
Kind of just, no, just your everyday life. You got to get yourself out of everyday life. That's all it is, I think.
What are you doing for Valentine's Day, Ross?
No plans, as of yet.
What are you thinking?
There's a nice Italian round by ours for Rendy and Chatsworth Road. Might go and give that a go. Went there last year. It was fucking banging. Nice prawn linguine.
Is that a chain?
No. Rendy is it? No, I don't think so. I haven't seen any of the ones of them. Italians always go for Valentine's, I think, isn't it?
Mm.
You just get the vibe right. Candlelit wine bottles. And all
French is good for...
Le Français.
Le Franglais.
French onion soup and some garlic snails.
I love snails, so I would.
Food is a major part of having a nice time, isn't it?
Well,
don't you think?
Yeah,
it is, isn't it? If you go out for a meal, it's a nice meal, doesn't it?
Everything revolves around food, doesn't it?
A lot of it does, yeah. And drink. It's not even the food, is it? It's the ambiance.
Yeah, it's the experience.
Well, it's the whole experience. If you go somewhere nice that feels romantic.
You know, if all else fails and you can't get a babysitter, because that's a thing, my mum will be wanting to go out on Valentine's Day.
What, so are you telling me we wouldn't be able to get a babysitter?
So we're going to have to do the M&S dining, hon?
Nothing wrong with that.
Agreed.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win. And support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
All right then, should we move into the Agony Abs?
Yeah.
Hey Abby and Pete, I had to share that I'm concerned my boyfriend literally can't tell the difference between a photograph of Peter Crouch and Ryan Gosling. It happens all the time. I have this all the time. We walked past an advert for watches in the jeweler's window and he said, I like those crouchy watches.
Ryan Gosling? Yeah. Is that but Ken?
Yeah.
Nonetheless, he was pointing at a smouldering picture of Pete, but Ryan Gosling. 2 days later, I caught him trying to compare the two men side by side to himself. He's baffled. Please see the attached image. Thanks for endless laughs, Sophie. Yeah, so I'll take Ryan Gosling. Thoughts?
See, I've never had a crush on Ryan Gosling, but I think he seems like a lovely person. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You know, when you see him interviewed and stuff, he always seems lovely, and I think that's more attractive than actually being hot.
So, do I look like Ryan Gosling?
This is what Pete wants. He's not bothered about if you like him or not. Does he look like Ryan Gosling?
Not really.
No.
I think Ryan Gosling's a bit Woody off Toy Story looking.
He's a bit nice.
There's no such thing as too nice.
Listen, thanks so much for your email, because I'll take that. But
that's cash in the bank.
You're a bit Kenny, though.
Yeah. Like Ken.
Yeah, blonde and blue-eyed and golden hair.
She expecting the Margot Robbie show back there, Pete. Yeah.
You do. You're better than her, babe.
I wish I had 1% of Margot Robbie. Hi, both. I have a Valentine's Day agony app that I'm hoping you can help with. As a bit of background, we've been together for 3 going on 4 years now, and not once has he ever surprised me or even attempted to woo me on Valentine's Day. I will admit that we met in the December, so for the first time round, I wasn't expecting that much. First Valentine's.
I know, yeah.
Starters, you mean to go on?
It's only like a couple of months, though.
Or keep it expectations low, and then for the following years, you up it every year.
No.
I agree with that. Yeah. Start low.
And no. Under promise, over deliver. What do you want to do?
It's like, this is the problem with Race Day Jack. You know what I mean? He went straight in, Charlie Bananas, gave her the world, and then he can't rein it back.
Oh, he's looking at houseboats on Regent's Canal.
No, but you can go to bloody...
It's not average.
You can take someone for, you know, all these like things to do. It doesn't have to cost a lot of money. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. And also, like, she's going to be comparing it to what a mate's got and all that. Do you know what I mean? If he gets a homemade card.
There's so much pressure on men.
Well, me and the whole Portsmouth team used to get the same bunch of flowers every year for Valentine's Day.
Say that again.
Me and the whole wives and girlfriends me and all the wags from Portsmouth used to get the same bunch of roses every year that Claire used to arrange for all the lads. I'd see it on everyone's Instagram and I'm like, Pete, thanks for the flowers that Claire got me. See, I'd rather have nothing than that.
Yeah. That's terrible. That
all right, we'll go with the nothing option. Next time.
I will admit that we met in the December, so the first time round, I wasn't expecting as much as we went in a proper relationship. But it's been 2 years since then, and absolutely nada. Nada.
So what does he do? Just ignore the fact that it's Valentine's?
Neither of us are super materialistic. I'm 100% not expecting anything over the top, like an orange Chanel bag or a custom-built garden donkey sanctuary. Sorry, Abby, but I couldn't resist. God, I do sound like a bitch, doesn't it? In black and white. But at this rate, I'd love to be... I'd be over the moon with a card and a bunch of flowers from our local petrol station. I have subtly suggested that we do something fun or romantic Valentine's Day in the past, but he's convinced the whole thing is just a big money-making con for Clinton's cards and Thornton's chocolates. He's Northern, if you haven't guessed already. How can I light a fire under his arse so he realises I'm the best thing that's ever happened to him and I deserve to be treated like a queen on this Valentine's Day? Rachel London.
Was he just like ignoring the fact that Valentine's Day is happening?
Well, I think he's quite anti-Valentine's Day, like the sounds things. Right,
okay, because some people are, but I just think, you know, a card, even if you don't like Valentine's Day, a card and some flowers just to show that you love her is the way to go, right? You don't have to do a big, you know, take you out, but you can't just ignore it's happening because... I think, especially with Instagram now, like girls are always scrolling through because you do it and you're always like, oh God, he's so lovely to her. He's not posting. He's not posting on the, they're not posting on the days where he's not nice to her.
Mm.
So you just, on your feed, it's all positive.
Mm-hmm.
Positive holidays, positive, you know what I mean? It's like everyone's outwardly showing their relationship's the best. There's a lot of pressure then for, you know, if your mates down the road have got something amazing.
Yeah.
And you haven't. It's like, well...
But everyone can show their own appreciation and love towards their partner in their own way. Just a little something. Doesn't have to be that big.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like, just a little gesture.
At least acknowledge it.
But how can she light the fire under his arse is the question. What should
she
do?
Yeah, with him, I think she... maybe just to speak to him about that. I say, like, come on, I think you should do something. I mean...
If I don't get anything this year, I'm leaving you.
Mm. Or what you could do actually now. Fucking hell, not messing about, is he? What she could do is play her this email.
Yeah.
Play out this email and just say, this is what Peter and Abby think of your lack of activity on Valentine's Day.
He should stop being a tight ass and just make his girlfriend feel special for one day.
Mm.
Right, boys, if you're wondering what to do on Valentine's Day, Abby has the answer. Go.
You need to shower the one you love with love, affection, kisses, surprise her, take her out and, yeah, just make her feel loved.
Okay, let's move on. Hey, guys, loving the podcast. Thanks for the lols. I'm saying things that I've never say in real life when I read these things out. Lols. This past 12 months, and happy birthday to Ab, Pete and the pod. This agony isn't too serious, so feel free to have a bit of fun. But it will also help. I recently met this boy off Hinge and he ticks all the boxes. Well, nearly all the boxes. Tall, dark, handsome. Tick. Great sense of humour. Tick. Hung like a donkey. Tick.
Is that what she said?
Yeah. name that makes me want to throw up in my mouth every time I say it. Tick.
Nigel. Ian.
What name could be so grim?
Let's guess.
That it makes you gag at the thought of saying it out loud. I hear you ask.
Rick.
Standard name ever.
Nigel. Ian. Neil.
Neil's a bit icky, you know.
Gwyn.
Gwyn. Gwyn's not a name. Yes. Gwen is a girl's name. Gwyn.
Gwyn's a
voice. Yeah, Gwyn. Gwyn's a Welsh name.
Yeah. Let's guess of the word. What do you think's the worst name? Boris?
I know what name it is, but I know what name's the worst name, but I can't say it because my mate listens to this podcast. Because I know.
Wow, no way. Guys,
what is it?
Bertram.
Bertram?
Oh. Bertram, but he won't allow himself to be
Bertie?
Short. He won't let himself be shortened to Bertie.
Bertie's lovely.
He needs to be his full title, Bertram.
Wow. I don't think that's the worst. Clive. Clive's a terrible name.
All right, do you want to hear what it is?
Mm.
Tarquin.
Tarky.
She says Tarquin. Fucking Tarquin.
Can't you call him Big T?
I didn't even realise Tarquin was a real name until I met him. And now every time we're out and I have to call his name...
Tarquin!
I just picture my the same scenario as called the dog Fenton that went viral a few years ago. Tarquin! Tarquin! It wouldn't be so bad if I could shorten it or create a nickname out of it. What the actual fuck are you supposed to do with Tarquin? It's still only casual phases, so I have plenty of time to cut my losses and run. But I'm also concerned this will make me a shallow bitch. What a great email. Very funny.
Big T.
You can't dump someone because their name's Tarquin.
Yeah, you can.
You can?
Yeah.
Do you think?
Well, you obviously wouldn't tell him it was because of the name.
T, I wouldn't dump someone because of the name.
No way.
Because it's hilarious, isn't it?
You just have to call him like...
Big T.
Tarky.
Yeah, but you can't call someone Tarky. Big T when you're out on a bike, like with your parents. You can't go, Big T, do you want a cuppa? Do you want a
Quinny?
T?
Quinny?
Quinny. Quinny.
Quinn. Yeah, Quinn. Yeah. Quinn off a...
Even Quinn? Worse. Quinn could be possibly worse than Tarquin.
Yeah, whatever you get called. Quinn. Just call him Quinn.
No, the guy off Homeland was called Quinn, wasn't he? Stop. A name is everything, isn't it? It was so hard, like, naming our boys because they're going to be, like, 9'3".
Mm.
Tarquin's notoriously, like, a very posh...
Posh, rah, darling. I know exactly what they're talking about. The Fenton thing, though. Imagine being in a bar. Tarquin.
I don't think you can...
She's just going to call him T?
T. Big T. It's P.
Yeah, but what, like you say, if you're at the bar or whatever...
T. Do you want a drink?
T, yeah. Mm. T. Yeah, but then, I mean, that go away from... I imagine him, he's gonna be posh, right? I don't know anyone called Tarquin who isn't posh. So imagine his mum would be Big T. Yeah. All right, T lad, he's over there.
T-Bo.
There he is, T-Bo.
TQ. TQ.
Go on, T.
Tupac.
Telly.
Call him Tupac.
She could put like an accent on it. Dada Queen. Dada Queen.
Dada Queen.
Dada Queen.
I don't know. Listen.
It's
what it is.
I call you P.
Yeah, T.
Just call him T.
All right, let's call him T.
Problem solved.
Problem solved. Let's move on. Don't dump him for his name. I'm sure if you like him, then don't.
Name's nothing, really. I hate my name.
I love your name.
I hate it. It's
really nice.
What would be called Chantel Alexis Candice.
Have you heard that story?
No.
You know, Ab said at school she wanted to be. That was. She said she wanted everyone to start calling her Princess Alexis Candice. Wow.
I know.
That is.
I'd like to be called Claudia. What's your favourite names?
Claude.
What would I go for?
No.
But
I think your name's your name, isn't it? You can't.
Pedro is your alter ego. Works quite well too. Yeah. Pedro's good.
I like Pedro.
All right. Well, call me Pedro from now on.
I do.
Yeah, you do. All right, lovely. Listen, I've
been... Pedek, I call him.
Oh, you laughing at?
I do. Don't I?
The things are cut the skin off your feet.
Looks just like Pedro, Pedek.
Valentine's Day, I'm going to spoil you, like I always do, my little princess.
No, we should just do something nice and... chilled. Maybe we should go horse riding through the forest.
I'm kind of done with horses, babe. I think I last time one threw me off, I just thought never again. But I'll come watch you horse ride. And then we'll go for dinner or something. But listen, you know, whatever you do on Valentine's Day, do it safely, of course. And enjoy.
Got some bong beats blasted, guys.
Please enjoy. And if you've enjoyed everything you've seen today, you can subscribe and follow us on our socials.
And thank you, followers, for subscribing and listening to us, because we love you. On this Valentine's Day, we love you.
What is that?
Bend that and straighten that.
Class.
Babe.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode, and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.